May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today is our patronal festival, when we celebrate the life of St. Peter, and when we think about what he means to us. And we first meet Peter in the Gospels as a fisherman, and today we encounter him as a rock, the holder of the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Peter is a man of contrasts, a person both of great faith and also of weakness. And this is why we like him. He points to what it means to be human and to the presence of God in the midst of this reality. On Friday morning, we celebrated our patronal festival for St. Peter's School here in the church. And as part of this, we reenacted the familiar story of Jesus walking on the water. We imagined Jesus walking across the lake. And we remember Peter's confidence as he shouts to Jesus to call him over to him. When full of faith, he takes those first few steps on the water. And yet we also recall how fear quickly sets in, as Peter suddenly realizes where he is, and maybe who he is, he begins to sink. Jesus, being Jesus, pulls him to safety, and they continue on their journey. Now, there is story after story in the Gospels of Peter's leaps and his dips of faith. He makes great mistakes, yet he wants more than anything to get it right, to understand the one whom he is following. In many ways, Peter's journey culminates when Jesus asks him the question we heard today: who do you say that I am? And the way Peter answers this question will dictate the rest of his life. His revelation that Jesus is the Son of the living God permeates his calling as a disciple, his vocation as a leader of the church, and even his denial of Christ. For Peter's entire journey is important. I doubt that he would have become the great leader he was if he had not first encountered his need for God's forgiveness. The key to understanding Peter is that he saw his life as someone whose life was an outworking of the grace of God. His weakness, even his denial, did not stop God from calling him. And the same, of course, is true for us today. Last week, I attended a theology conference in Canada, and I was reminded of a time in history that I think helps us understand the grace of God. In the early 4th century, the church suffered a severe persecution at the hands of Rome, and many Christians were martyred for refusing to deny their faith. At the same time, many others survived by recanting their faith. And not surprisingly, out of this arose a great conflict in the church. Some Christians believed that those who survived the persecution had severed themselves from the church, that their decision to deny their faith was binding. And yet the problem with this is that this puts limits on the grace of God. For central to the Christian faith is God's unconditional forgiveness. And the church should be a place where this is realized. Now, as the church leadership grappled with this issue, they looked to the life of St. Peter for guidance. He was a model to them of what it means to be a Christian. And the same is true for us. Jesus calls Peter the rock, not because he is a picture of solid faith, but because he is a sign of God's grace at work. And this is important. For like Peter, we are all people of contrasts. Sometimes we feel we might walk on the water with Jesus. Other times we would rather hide in fear. And yet God calls each of us just as we are. And so how can we, just as we are, be signs of forgiveness in our world today? For we are living in difficult times, There seems to be no end to war and violence, and we are only too aware that there is much anger and fear here at home, with every day bringing more uncertainty. And yet, as Christians, we believe that God's presence is in the midst of it. Last week, in a joint statement, Archbishops Justin and John appealed for the church to remain welcoming and compassionate, to build bridges and not barriers among people. Now, on the surface, this statement seems quite simple, but taken seriously, it is quite radical. For central to what it means to be the church is our call to be agents of God's reconciliation in the world. And this is not easy. It may involve sacrificing our own personal opinion for greater unity. It will mean looking to the needs of the vulnerable, to those who suffer most from political and economic instability. So in the light of this, how can we be agents of reconciliation here at St. Peter's? Well, I believe one way is to listen to the children. For children often bring us to the heart of what is important, revealing a depth of wisdom we often forget as adults. A couple of weeks ago, I interviewed Ms. Cottier, the head of St. Peter's School, for the magazine. I learned then of her conviction that children are central to the life of the church and to the health of society. And during her time at St. Peter's School, Nicola has fostered an atmosphere of unity and respect that filters far beyond the walls of the school and of the church. And I think if this remains our focus, we are moving in the right direction towards a genuine ministry of reconciliation. So Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" is alive and well for us today. If we, like Peter, say that Jesus is the Son of the living God, this changes the way we see the world. Saying yes to Jesus means saying no to injustice, prejudice, and self-interest. It means saying yes to a new way of life. In a moment, we will commission our lay Eucharistic ministers. This ministry is important to the life of our worship. And the calling of each LEM here today is rooted in Peter's example of loving service to the church. In their commitment, as they assist in serving communion, they're acting as agents of reconciliation in our world today. So as they each renew their commitment of service today, let's, with them, ask afresh this question. Who do we say that Jesus is, and where do we see him today? Amen.